from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Suriname's biggest bloc of unions joins the chorus for the president's resignation. Another potential political confrontation in Guyana over the sale of the power company. And a female death row prisoner in Trinidad could be next. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Suriname, President Jules Weidenbosch has had to face further demands for his resignation, this time from members of the largest bloc of trade unions, the CLO. Their members defied newly imposed bans on demonstrations by labor unions. The CLO president, Ronald Huhart, was arrested and later released. Earlier street protests in May led to a vote of no confidence against Mr. Weidenbosch, but he remains in office. The union boss Huhart told me that the government's failure to fund the ailing health sector meant he had to go.
The government is not good. They are not busy with economical things in the country. The only business they do is the business of the party members. We have a lot of problem with our health care. And because of that, we made protests in the city. The government mentioned to pick up the leaders and put them in prison or send the police to harm them.
To harm them? What do you mean by that?